If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Lizard Illuminati.
A new world order.
Excuse me, has anybody seen a white rabbit?
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true, because we know the government's lied about every single thing.
Welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. Fuck, I am so excited for this one because we missed a couple of them trying to get everything going because you have the craziest fucking schedule and mine's not any better. And I finally have you on, and dude, I love what the fuck you're doing. I fucking love it. Ladies and gentlemen, conspiracy junkies, we have on Hermes Did It Again. What is up, brother?
How's it going, man? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, my apologies for missing the last episode. I didn't sleep that night. I had a flight the next day, and I was just not in the right headspace to do it. But glad we finally got it done.
Yeah, hell yeah. It was meant to be today. Like I said before we jumped on, I found the fucking Burger King crown on the way home to record this with you today. And I was like, dude, it was meant to fucking be. So yeah. Before we get into like, some of my questions for my new guests, I gotta know, man, like where, or first tell everybody like what it is that you're doing if they live under a rock or they're not into the whole anti-Semitic algorithm that I am.
Oh, come on. Anti-Semitic. I don't know what you're talking about. I love everyone equally. Look, I'm just asking questions, but yeah, a little bit of what I do. I mean, you know, I'm trying to get people to think by, you know, kind of asking, I guess, thought-provoking, controversial, obviously kind of rage bait questions. Obviously, I frame them in a way and, you know, people know what I'm talking about. For the ones who know, they know. Maybe for the people who don't know, maybe they'll stop for a second, you know, scroll through the comments and well, maybe they go down a rabbit hole that day and, you know, their whole perspective changes. So, I mean, yeah, I just go around the streets asking whoever, you know, I guess, silly questions. That's basically what I do.
Have you, well, in a sense though, it's funny because you'll walk up to certain ethnic groups and you'll almost get them to make fun of themselves without them knowing about it. And I'm curious, has anybody swung on you or has it gotten crazy yet?
No, fortunately nothing bad has happened. Like the worst that someone has done is like they threw a drink on me, you know, some black chick like scratched me when I, you know, asked her to pronounce like ask. So that's as bad as it's gotten. Obviously I'm a little cautious as well. Like I'm not going to go up to some, you know, black guy sagging his pants, you know, who's tatted up and ask him, you know, something retarded.
Right.
I still use my brain a little bit, but you know, I push the edge.
I can see like compared to the people that you're standing next to, you're kind of built like a fucking linebacker anyway, right? So I'm assuming that you're not too scared when you're walking around asking these questions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I was like 5'7" and like a scrawny little guy, you know, I wouldn't have the balls to ask that. So no, it definitely helps that, you know, I'm
saying, hey, you're going to talk shit about me. That's fucked up. I'm right here. I'm like literally right here.
And then lean into your strengths.
No, definitely. So I'm actually going to be doing some street interviews here pretty soon as well. And if I get beat up, that's going to make for better content the way I fucking, it's going to help me go viral. So fuck it.
I guess so.
So, before we get into what made you start doing this, I got to know, man, like what woke you up? So what was that like, oh shit moment in your life where you were like, holy fuck, man, shit is not the same. I won't say like necessarily a red pill moment, but where your whole world got flipped upside down and you were like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you know, I've been asked this question a lot and I can never pinpoint like an exact moment where I'm like, oh, it all makes sense. But because like even since a kid, I always kind of felt like something was off about the world. Like just something was off. I never understood what it was until I guess not even semi recently, but even a while ago. Like I guess the first rabbit holes that I kind of went down are, you know, I guess them trying to poison the foods, you know, like the fluoride in the water, the other chemicals in there, even like the 5G towers. It was more at the start, it was, I guess, more like health related. You know, what they were trying to do, how they were trying to poison our bodies. And I was into Alex Jones for a while when I was like 14 years old. So pretty young. And, you know, he was talking about all these things and then obviously kind of transitioned to more of what the government does, you know, whatever, 9/11, you know, JFK, World War II. And then obviously you go a little deeper. It's usually a select. Oh, yeah. One thing I forgot to mention is, you know, fractional reserve banking, you know, the Fed, that money isn't really real, you know. Yeah, then you look into like the names, the people who are doing this, why they're doing it. And then, yeah, you kind of connect all the dots. And yeah, it wasn't one moment, but it was pretty slow and progressive. And everything just kind of made sense. Like, oh, yeah, you know, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, these people want to do this to get that. And yeah, I mean, I connected the dots, I guess, pretty easily from that.
Yeah, I would say that most people will take a gradually red pill throughout their lives. That's why I don't say what was your red pill moment anymore. But my top three answers are zeitgeist, loose change, and or 9/11, which those are basically in one and the same. And I was surprised, I'm not anymore, but surprised at how many people make it on my show that say that COVID was what woke them up. And I'm like, wow, you're a baby. And but it's crazy how people have woke up because of COVID. And fast forward, you know, it's almost like they took the fucking cliff notes or maybe just the fucking raw, just get in, we're going fast and we'll explain as we go type of thing. And it sounds like you were kind of awakened at a younger age, especially if you were watching Alex Jones at 14 years old, man, that's insane. So you were aware of Bohemian Grove and who was pulling the strings at a young age and everything like that. So what is it that made you say, fuck this, man, I'm going to get out there and make my voice heard now?
Yeah. You know, the way I live life is always like, I would say what comes to mind, I would try to act righteous no matter the consequences. Like, honestly, I'm a pretty impulsive person. Like, sometimes I'll do something like, fuck, maybe, you know, that was too extreme. I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, I'm still pretty young. So I'm still, I guess, pretty reckless in that sense. But yeah, I mean, once you realize these things and you realize we're living in this world that's, you know, not what it seems, you know, it's unfair. It's bullshit. It's trying to put you down, especially, at, you know, as a young white man, you know, it's trying to fuck you over. I'm like, why would I go try to get a job? Why would I try to play by the rules? Why would I give a shit about any of that? I'll go out. I'll speak about these things because I think it's important for people to know about what's going on. You know, I'll try to make a name for myself, try to make a difference, because how else am I going to live? Like a fucking coward? Like, I'm just going to close my mouth, not say anything, even though I know things are wrong. That's horrible. I don't know how people live like that. Like, if I feel like something's wrong, I feel like I want to go out there and do something about it. So, I mean, and I only started, I guess, more recently, because my thought process was always, you know, I'll try to get some money, then try to make a change. But then I realized, you know, my strength, I'm pretty good at speaking. I'm pretty good at entertaining. I could gain attention quite well by, you know, what I've seen with what I've done. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'll just go head first into it. I'll say what comes to mind. I never wanted to get a job anyway. Like, I don't care what happens. Like, obviously, like, I'm not going to be like fully retarded, go incite violence, things like that. Obviously not. Like, I'll play the game, but yeah, I'll just say what I mean and I'll try to make something of it and try to make a change doing it.
Yeah, man, hats off to you. And especially because you are younger and you had to grow up in a different culture than I did, because I was on the tail end of the Gen X generation. And so, I don't know, man, all this shit that I'm seeing today is really fucking crazy to me, but you grew up with the generation that had the internet and had a phone in your hand and type of thing. So it's really easy to get sucked into the matrix, bro. And it's really scary. You know, I was just thinking today, and I don't know if this is legit, and I have a hard time believing this is true. Have you heard the theory that 55% of humans don't have an inner monologue?
I believe that 100%.
You do? Have you ever asked 100%. Anybody and they said, no, I don't have an inner monologue? Because maybe I only talk to intelligent. I'm not going to say that I don't have NPCs in my life, because I definitely have some even in my fucking family. Yeah. But man, I'm pretty sure that everybody I've asked that question, I've never been like, fuck, you don't. Then like, what goes through your fucking head? Is it just like the Homer Simpson with the monkey, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, like, yeah, I think people who actually have an inner monologue just are naturally kind of attracted to each other. So you're more likely to just communicate with these people. I've never really asked people that question, but some people I just talk to, or like even just pass by, you could just almost like feel it. There's nothing there. It's just like a vessel, a humanless vessel. And I truly believe that. I think some people, they're not real. They're just an organic portal just there to, I don't know what the fuck their goal is. But they're
they're just going off on default settings and they react to situations. I definitely get that, you know, and it's like the sheep that go along that still give any credence to what is said on the news. And they're like watching The View every single day, like endlessly, like hanging onto the edge of their seats and shit. They get caught up in all that shit. And I do like that you go out there and you kind of bring up very fucking important issues, right, to people that you kind of go to the heart of the problem, you know. Like I know my favorite video that you did was the two Orthodox Jew, or maybe they weren't Orthodox, but there's two Jewish guys in, and you were wearing the shirt of them coming out of the tunnels. And I'm like, dude, the balls on you is fucking incredible. You and Lily Gaddis, like, I love both of you guys. You guys are fucking awesome.
Appreciate it. I mean, you know, people say it takes balls, like, but like you said, like, I'm pretty well built. I'm pretty tall. Like, what are these people like realistically going to do? Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, not much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not much can happen.
So I noticed, I'm not really active on any other, accounts other than Instagram. Like, 'cause every time I start to get traction, they take me off. I'm assuming that you have a huge following, across the board. And the way that I found you, bro, is that shirt that you're wearing. We're both wearing Red Pill Thread shirts. Now you got the white ass
good stuff.
Went hard as fuck. Love it. I'm wearing the Kaczynski Courier Service one today. If you guys want to go ahead and go to redpillthreads.com right now and help both of us out, you don't even have to use my promo code this time. What's your promo code, bro?
Promo code is Hermes.
Let's do it, man. Enter promo code Hermes and become part of the truth. You don't have to walk around and confront people and actually verbally say anything. Your shirt says everything it needs to, man. It's definitely a conversation starter. And I make sure that it's like the old American Express card commercials. I don't leave home without my Red Pill Thread shirt on. So,
yeah, 100%.
Shameless little plug to one of the sponsors there. Love it, man. So, you just got back from Spain. Were you doing some street interviews out there?
Yeah, I mean, it was more for just vacation. But yeah, I filmed a few videos out there just to, I guess, kind of see what's the, I guess, more European perspective is. Like, most were tourists, but they were still from European countries. And what I'm going to do like pretty soon is I'll be going out to Eastern Europe, at least at the start. I want to shed some light on, you know, their perspectives to, I guess, people who live in more Western countries, you know, USA or whatever, Australia, Canada, even Western Europe, because a lot of people, I feel like, are very black-pilled. They don't realize how life can be, how, you know, these people actually have some like traditional conservative values in these countries. Like they're mostly white, and, you know, they're usually pretty religious. They care about their values. You know, women aren't going around sleeping around, you know, the men aren't, you know, they're still pretty masculine. So I think it'd be pretty refreshing to see, you know, Poland's a great country. They virtually have no immigrants. They want to keep Poland Polish, which I respect so much. And, you know, I just kind of want to document those, maybe ask some people there, their thoughts. I think it's going to be amazing.
Dude, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see some of the footage you got from that. So in Spain, what was your overall like feel for what the temperature was out there talking to people?
Yeah, so honestly, I didn't talk to too many Spanish people because most of them don't even speak English. But the few guys I did talk to, I mean, I guess we kind of got connected through, you know, my accounts. So they were a little more biased. But I guess Spain is pretty divided, you know. Actually, before I went, there was some like protests because some Moroccan gang, you know, beat up some Spanish guy. And then, you know, a group of Spanish guys, you know, went down like hunting down Moroccans. So people, the tensions are high in Europe. Like people might not see it too much, especially if you're like, honestly, even on X, it's not shown a lot. But, you know, you'll see it occasionally in plenty of countries over there. They're just fed up with the bullshit. They're fed up with having these migrants come invade their country. You know, they're fed up with, you know, how high the price, they're fed up and not, they feel like they're not, it's not their own country anymore. So
I yeah, mean, 100%. I had Sam Kibble on, and he's been out in Europe and all these different places because that's his home. And all these immigrants are coming in and they're going into these hotels, and the hotels are being secured by people with guns and shit. And they're not letting anybody near these hotels. And when you walk up, they say, private property, you can't come here, but they're housing illegals. And it's usually the same thing we were seeing here a couple years ago, or even a year ago. It's all mainly military aged fighting men. And when he's walking up and exposing these things with his camera and throwing them up on Instagram and everything, and then he came on my show talking about it, exposing it, he's in jail right now for doing it. They locked him up. He fought a case. He got off the airplane. He went running for a while, and then he was like, fuck it, that's my home, I'm going back. And they were waiting for him at the airport. And then he came on right after that because he had a court date, and he bailed out. But I haven't heard from him in a long time, and I'm assuming he hasn't posted nothing, so I'm assuming he had to go do his bad time for doing what me and you are doing. You know, it's crazy.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, the U.S. is getting worse and worse progressively. Like, I know some people who have been thrown in jail unjustly, but, you know, in Europe and Australia and Canada, you know, it's horrible over there. You literally get thrown in jail for, you know, saying, for reposting a meme online. Like, I know my uncle, actually, you know, he lives in Europe. I don't want to, you know, dox him or whatever, but he reposted something online and the police came to his house and questioned him for it. Like, what kind of world do we live in? Like, I don't understand how people see something like that, or, you know, hear of stories like that. Or in the UK, somebody got thrown in prison for praying outside an abortion clinic. Like, you hear that and that doesn't piss you off. Like, that doesn't ignite a fire in you that something is completely fucked. Like, how do you want to live in a world like this? Like, I don't understand the people who think everything is okay and they go on living their daily lives. Like, it genuinely boggles my mind. And, you know, respect to that guy, I've never heard who you're talking about him. Who you're talking about, but sounds like he does amazing work. And, you know, more people need to go out and do this. Imagine if everyone did this, what would happen? They can't throw everyone in jail. Society would collapse. We need more people going out and actually fighting for their rights, fighting for their countries back.
Oh man, my bad. I can still taste the garlic. Did I tell you about the pizza I had at, for lunch today? The pizza wasn't that great, but I put Bigfoot's breath on it from Flavors of the Forest, and it fucking made the pizza like a million times better, dude. It, like, I wish I could explain to you how amazing this shit is. It's fucking fire.
I love that stuff. Raw garlic dust, finally done the right way.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about? You're a fucking machine. You don't have taste buds. Like, you have nothing, no sort of foundation to build that off of other than reading shit.
Yeah, but when I do take physical form, trying flavors of the forest's spicy Bigfoot breath on a large all-meat pizza is the second thing I'm going to do.
The second? All right. Okay, I'll bite. What's the first?
Sex. The horizontal no-pants dance.
That makes sense. I guess you want to feel it, right? Know what it feels like?
No, to impregnate a fertile, beautiful woman with royal bloodlines. Maybe a Kardashian.
Bruh, I fucking knew it. You're a disembodied Nephilim spirit, aren't you? Anyways, let's not get into that. Let's tell these people where they can get their own amazing Bigfoot's breath and walk around with the taste of amazing garlic goodness.
The links are right below, or type in flavorsforest.com, load up on that garlic goodness, and then use promo code RABBIT at checkout and watch the prices drop faster than the Twin Towers. By the way, I'm not a Nephilim, and Bigfoot is more real than corporate news.
All right, so flavorsforest.com, promo code RABBIT, you're a demon, got it.
Screw you, Catalyst, and I was gonna let you live too.
Right, and the thing that sucks is not like he was being disrespectful or starting fights or anything like that. Like, he was walking up to these places, talking to the security guards, asking questions, and they're telling him to fucking leave and shit, you know? Like, you can't be here. And he's like, no, fuck that. Actually, you guys can't be here. This is our country, and we want to know why you're here telling us we can't be here, type of a thing. But, you know, you can't bring eyeballs on that when they don't want you to bring eyeballs on that. Do you think that we're going to get that bad here eventually? Because, you know, I fell for the whole Q psyop. I was a MAGA for a while. And, you know, the second I jumped off the Trump train before he ran for the third time again. And just because I saw how he was bending his knees to everything, he went and made out with the wall. He's in AIPAC's pocket. And right now, as we speak, he's doing Netanyahu's laundry figuratively and literally at the fucking White House. So, you know, the way I figure is like, how are we going to get out of this if Donald Trump has knee pads for the guys in the little hats?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about Trump too much. I mean, sometimes I have hope for him. Then the next day he does something. I don't know. Maybe he's playing the game. Maybe he'll prevail at the end. You know, I'm not sure what to say about him. But I mean, he seems like the best hope at the moment. Like, I don't know who else is, you know, running. Who else can actually come in and do something? I don't know what the solution is. And I mean, there's two ways it can go. It's either going to get a lot worse or the pendulum is swinging, I feel like. And, you know, I'm still young, but I've talked to a lot of people who've been in, I guess, in the space for a while. They said they've never seen it, you know, this many people, you know, talking about this many people actually going out and doing things. So I think right now is a pretty pivotal moment. It's either going to get a lot better, or it's going to get a lot worse. So I guess it's only time before, you know, one of them happens. And I'm not sure which one it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother, because I'll pivot back and forth where I'll have my black pill days. And yeah. My listeners know it, too. My listeners definitely know it. And then I'll have times where I'm like, well, fuck, dude, maybe things are going to work out for the better. And I don't know, man. But all I can say is I found Jesus recently, and I know that person is going, it has saved me. So, you know, putting all my faith into somebody like Trump, when I know he's just a person and he can be manipulated just like any other person, you know, and you coming from a background, knowing that the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry and how evil and corrupt that is, you know, like, these doctors and politicians are so easily corruptible because they're human, you know, and we got to understand that. But there are people that aren't willing to bend their morals and give. Is that Trump? I don't know, man. I go back and forth, but I don't think so. You know, I don't. I really don't. But I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I think everybody has those black pill days. And, you know, I try to be a delusional optimist almost, because I know the way you think is going to, you know, reflect your reality. Like, I notice this every time. If I'm having one of those days where I'm noticing everything bad, like anywhere I go, I'll notice every bad thing. I'll notice everything that pisses me off. Everything is going wrong. But, you know, the day that's everything is going good, you're thinking good thoughts and things will just be better. So even if things are going to shit, I like to stay delusionally optimistic, and I do the best I can. I try to hope, you know, people do the best that they can. Like, obviously I'm still, you know, cautious and, you know, critical of them, but that's no way to live. Just always be blackpilled and thinking the worst is going to happen because
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I think that you're doing so good, because you always have a positive attitude and you're out there talking about like really critical fucking topics and really important things, but you're having fun and you're kind of making it into, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're a fucking comedian and you're turning it into something that's comical and making people question, like right behind me, man, question everything. And even some of these people that you're targeting, like, just because I have pride in my race and my heritage and where I come from, and you know, people are going to say that I'm racist, and that's fine. I'll wear that if that's what you want to call me. But I see beauty in every race as well, and so I think that that's amazing. You're walking up to these people with a smile on your face, and whether they're leaving laughing about it or pissed off, either way, I have a feeling you're making them think about some stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, again, like you mentioned a good point. If someone calls me a racist, fuck it, I'm a racist. I mean, these words don't have meaning. Like, I remember even a few years ago during like the BLM protest, if somebody got called a racist, oh my God, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Like, they automatically get defensive. But now I see, oh, you're a racist, okay? Like, these words don't even have power anymore. You have to own it. You have to take that away from them, because, I mean, who gives a shit? You have these beliefs. We have these beliefs. You know, I'm not going to budge on it. I'm not going to be shamed that I love my people. And yeah, like you said, I can see beauty in every race, but I don't think, you know, we should live together. I don't think, you know, us living in the same countries is beneficial. We've obviously tested that, and it doesn't work. So, I mean, they can call me all the names they want. I don't give a shit. It doesn't have any power anymore.
So I'm assuming, and I don't know this to be true or not, but I'm assuming you've seen Europa, The Last Battle.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel if this was even possible, if this was to come about, how would we go into trying to what the fuck is that word? How would we put into place the structure that Hitler was trying to put into place, actually successfully put into place, right? Because he was able to get rid of smut and pornography. He was able to divorce the central banking system. Everybody had houses. Unemployment was at zero. And people were thriving. You know, their houses, after they paid for their mortgages, they still had 80% of their paychecks in their pocket. And it was a great, good thing. And until, you know, those people decided they didn't like what was going on and declared war on them, which is what actually happened. Yeah. So how do we do that here, and who would do that? And like, do civilians have to be the one to throw the first rock?
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, I don't know if you've seen Arval, The Return to the Land. Do you know what that is?
I have not. Okay. I'm going to write it down right now.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to visit him in like a week. So he's like this. He's this white guy. He bought up, I think, 150 acres of land in Arkansas. And he's building a pro-white community, obviously only whites, you know, no black people, no Jews, whatever. And, you know, I think that's amazing. I think that's a great first step in the right direction. You know, build these communities, help each other out, try to give, you know, your white brother a job, try to, you know, help them out, try to push them in the right direction. If he's struggling with something, try to help him out. You know, it all starts first. It starts with you individually, right? Have your life in order. Try to enlighten your family, try to enlighten your friends, you know, go find a white wife, go have white children. It all starts, you know, from the individual and obviously your family, then someone like Arval building a community. You know, we also need people in all places of all different skill sets. You know, go become a lawyer, go become an engineer, go do what you were going to do, and then use that influence to help your own people. I think that's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing. And he's not the only one I know that's doing this. You know, my buddy, not my buddy, but somebody in this realm with me, and he's a person that I know. One-on-one is doing this. And a lot of other people are buying land, and they're getting these things together, communities together, and they're going to do this. The only thing that I'm worried about is we've seen this in the past, like Waco, Texas, and shit like that. And they don't like it when we do that. So I'm just hoping maybe there's enough of us to do this that they can't single us out one at a time. And I don't know, man, it's scary, but necessary. And I agree with it. I think we should definitely do it. We have to be willing to take these risks. If no, like our forefathers, if that history is even true, if that's really what happened, our forefathers didn't win any battles by memeing and talking about shit. They went and got bloody, man.
Yeah, and that's one thing that, you know, pisses me off more than anything. These people, I'm on X a lot. I'm not gonna lie, I post on there a lot. Even on Instagram, I guess not so much. But people with anonymous accounts, you know, hating on someone like Arbol, hating someone like me, hating on someone, on people who are actually going out, you know, in the real world, whatever, making videos like me, or actually going to start a community. Like, I'm obviously not at that level. He's doing a lot more than I am. But yeah, people from anonymous accounts just fucking shitting on them. And oh, this isn't right. Or, you know, we have to take back our cities. Don't run away and build a community. Or, they're going to shut it down. What's the point? Like, we have to try, like you said, we have to try to do something. If we sit on our fucking hands, post Hitler edits on Twitter all day, what the fuck is that going to do? Absolutely, yes, nothing.
Well, you know, what it will do is hopefully wake up that one person that's going to wake up more people that are actually going to do something. And I feel like that's what we have been doing, man. This podcast has been going for so fucking long, years, bro. I've been kicked off of every platform you can think of. Rockfin even kicked me off. Like, places that you think that you're safe has kicked me off. So I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And I just disclosed this on my last episode. This is going to be one of the few that you're going to hear of regular White Rabbit episodes for a while, because I'm starting in San Diego and I'm driving all the way to fucking New York. I'm going to be sleeping in my truck and motels quite a bit. And I'm fucking seeing the United States, and I'm interviewing all of the good people in person. Stopping. Awesome. Yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm hoping you guys can help me fund this too. I'm going to need your help, because I don't make a lot of money. I'm going to be door dashing and, you know, the show, door dashing in the show is what I'm hoping is going to fund this, but I'm fucking going for it. You know, I might fail. There's a good chance that I'm going to fail, but I don't give a shit, because I feel like I need to do something more than just sit behind this microphone. And I feel like if I get out there in person, it might do something more. And I'll meet the right people and maybe settle somewhere that we can do something.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of these people are scared to actually put something on the line. And you're never going to achieve anything. No matter what it is in life, you're never going to achieve anything without any risk. So these people that sit on their fucking hands all day waiting for something to happen, it's never going to happen. So you actually have to put something on the line, no matter what it might be. You know, your body, your mind, your money. Just anything. You have to put something on the line.
Well, you're putting it all on the line, bro. You're putting yourself out there for millions of people to see. You're going face to face with these people, which is highly fucking respectable. And I wanna jump back a little bit to what you were saying, like how you can see the beauty in every race. And then when somebody calls you racist, fine, fuck it, I'll own it. And like, I brought her up three times now, but you know, when she was on Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was like, "Oh, you a racist? Say it then. Say you're a bloody racist." He's like, "Yeah, I guess I'm a fucking racist." What do you want to say? Yeah. And I think we need more people like that. Do you know, have you met, and or what is your opinion of Nick Fuentes?
Yeah, I mean, you said you're not on Twitter too much, but one of his, I guess, I don't even know what he does, to be honest. He's like a streamer that's friends with him, kind of. It's like, I don't even want to mention his name, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I don't think the Groypers' fan base like me too much. I've never talked shit about Nick. I like what he does for the most part. You know, obviously we don't agree with on everything. And, you know, I don't expect to agree on everything with anybody. So, I think he's a net positive. I liked what he did recently, actually kind of branching out. You know, he went on like Bradley Martin's podcast. He went on, he met with some like TikToker, like this looks maxing TikToker for the younger audience. So I like that he's doing that, you know, kind of maybe pushing that health more, because I know in the past, like, I don't watch the show, not going to lie. I've seen some clips of him. Obviously I know who he is. I know some of his takes, but, I mean, I like what he's doing. I wish him the best.
Yeah, same. He gets a lot of hatred. I repost a lot of his stuff because I do like what he's doing. And I like that he goes overboard with it because that shock value makes people stop and say something. And I get a lot of people asking me, like, it's the Zionists and it's like the fallen angels and these people, like, why do you keep saying the Jews? And I'm like, because I don't have time to explain all that shit. And plus, when I say Jew, when I say Jew, it's more shocking. It's more like, holy shit, what the fuck did he just say?
Two warriors made a movement. They were on the same vibe. It wasn't just about shirts. It was a fight to survive. No more silence. Hell no. No more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order. I wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in designs and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds. Took some pills. Yeah, they read. Had enough of the lies. Had enough of deceit. Went to red. Crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. RedPillThreads.com. Go grab it for a deal.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like the people who say, oh, but it's not all Jews. Yeah, obviously it's not 100% of the Jews. But if it's a lot of the Jews in positions of power, we're just going to say Jews. Like, it obviously, and it also, it's not all fucking black people. It's not all Mexicans. It's not all Muslim. If it's the majority of them, yeah, we have to generalize and we're going to speak in generalizations. Yeah, there's good people of every kind.
Fuck yes, brother. So what's next for you? Are you going to keep pounding the pavement and doing what you're doing? Or I'm sure you got people knocking at your door offering something, man, because you're waking people up and you kind of hit the shit like running. It's like, holy shit, he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to go in. I guess I'll start, like I said, with Eastern Europe, film some documentaries there. Like I said, I'll go to the Return of the Land, the Arvals community. I'm going to visit actually Patriot Front. They're another great group that does stuff in the real world. So that's amazing. You know, I might start a more like serious podcast thing because I've definitely made a lot of connections recently, a lot of interesting people. I mean, I already interview a few people on Rumble. So if anybody wants to check that out, I've had like Thomas Sewell, Joel Davis. But yeah, there's going to be some more great people coming on. So yeah, I mean, I want to transition a little, not just like rage bait. Obviously it's funny to get the message across, but also a little more serious and, you know, try to inspire people a bit more, show other people's perspectives and, you know, try to give people a little more hope and, you know, make them want to actually go out and do something.
Yeah, I love that, brother. And everybody listening or watching this on Rumble, if you scroll down right now, it's going to say Everything Hermes Did It Again. Go ahead and click on that link. And I'm going to have every single link right there so you can go follow Everything Hermes Did It Again. And sure, while you're at it, please give me a 5-star so that we can help keep this in the algorithms and keep the show coming so that I can keep giving you these bangers and these amazing fucking guests that are out there putting their name, neck, everything on the fucking line. And I want to say to you, bro, like, you, I can tell you already have thick skin. You're going to get more haters than you already have right now, because I can tell you're going to be a superstar. You're going to be a star in this movement, bro. So just expect the fucking hate, but also expect like the OGs, like myself, we got your fucking back.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah. Sometimes they do get to me. I'm not going to lie. Not so much recently. Like, even though I've been getting a lot of shit recently, I'm not going to lie. Maybe not, you know, a lot on X, but then I, you know, take a step back. This isn't the real world. You know, these people aren't doing anything that I'm actually trying to do. I know my heart's in the right place. So it doesn't matter at the end of the day, but yeah, sometimes they do get to you a little bit.
It does. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it doesn't. Yeah. Sometimes do, because I posted a video the other day, and I'm sure you've and everybody listening has seen this video going around, and it says a different angle of the Trump shooting. and I posted that shit, and I'm getting fucking my base calling me a libtard. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, look behind me, man. We question everything around here, yeah. Okay? The truth is the truth, whether it hurts our feelings or not. So, and I'm not saying that that video is true or not. I posted that video and it said, thoughts with a question mark. That wasn't saying, I fully believe this. You guys, look at how crazy this shit is. We've been fucked. Like, that's the kind of feedback I've been getting. And I'm like, should I delete this? No, fuck that. I'm not going to delete it. I'll take all the hate. I'll take all the hate that comes with it.
Yeah, never you. That's one thing I've realized. You can never cave into these people because they try to like push you in a box, and you know that then you can like never grow from that. So if you post what you actually want, what you post, what you believe, even if you get hate, it's going to be better in the long term. And if it's something you actually believe in, then you know, fuck everybody else who doesn't agree with it.
Yeah, it shit pissed me off though. I wanted to go off, but I did. I wanted to be like, bitch, back in 2020, you were getting your fucking MAGA news from me, you dumb fuck. But anyways, man, I hate to wrap this short, but I can tell that my internet is going in and out right now, it's going to drop out on me any second. So I think we got a great at least 35 minutes in here. You were able to come on, and my listeners now know who you are, and hopefully they're going and following you. And bro, once I get everything situated and I'm on the road and passing through wherever it is that you are, I would love to meet up and do an in-person interview with you sometime.
Yeah, man, 100%. I'm usually in Florida, but I travel around a lot. So yeah, just shoot me a message whenever. We'll definitely stay in touch. And yeah, I appreciate you having me on. This was a fun combo.
Fuck yes. And I'm 100% going to be in Florida. There's awesome. Like already 4 or 5 people out there that I need to go see and spend some time with. So I'll definitely let you know when I'm out that way.
Fantastic. And
yes. Hell yes. Is there anything that you want to leave my listeners with before I end this?
Yeah. You know, I just want to tell everybody, you don't have to believe what I say. You don't have to agree with anything I say, honestly. Just, you know, think for yourself, come to your own conclusions, because I know that indoctrination runs deep. I know even me at a certain point, I was so like rigid in my beliefs, but just open your eyes, you know, try to see what's going on, try to research these things, and, you know, just try to be the best version of yourself, whatever you think it is. Like, most people intrinsically know what's right from wrong. So just try to do the right thing. And, you know, things are going to get better. You know, take care of your family, take care of your friends, you know, get a wife, have children, and, you know, try to complete your mission.
Yes. Hell yeah. I love that, man. Let your moral compass direct you. I fucking love it. So, hey, we're going to end this the way that we always do. And I hope you guys enjoyed that fucking banger. But you know how we end this? I do. It's keep digging down those rabbit holes.
What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Bitch, let's go.
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. Medallions shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. Charisma Truth Store. Trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. Charisma Truth Store. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the
the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaShirtStore.com.
Charismatic.